Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
I listened to the commercial the other day. They said, woman said, yeah, such and such and such and such has got checks they're passing out, and I want everything I can get. You know what my prayer is? Let the church of the Lord Jesus Christ begin to call on the Lord and say, I want everything I can get, and ye shall be baptized with fire. Somebody shout, there's a sound, and there's a sign. What's that sign? That you will speak with new tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance. Am I right about it? I said, am I right about it? I want you to say something in Spanish that glorifies God. Ready, set, go.
Te doy alabanza, Señor, porque tú eres magnífico, tú eres glorioso, tú eres que tiene la honra, tú tienes todo, Señor, que necesitamos. Te damos la gloria, Señor, por siempre y siempre y siempre.
Anybody got the interpretation for that? What'd she say, Raquel? You couldn't understand that either, but I'll tell you what she was doing. She wasn't talking to you. She was talking to the God of heaven and speaking in another tongue. I wonder, are you filled like that? Lift your hands and say, Lord, fill me again. Now, all of you that say, I just don't know about all that tongue talking going on, makes me nervous, makes me get a little uneasy. You were not uneasy when you knew she was speaking in Spanish, but I got news for you. The only reason why you don't get uneasy around the moving of the Holy Ghost is because you've been there long enough to get used to the moving of the Holy Ghost. There is a sound from heaven. There's a sound from heaven, Will. And when the earth gets together, like we should, we're too busy trying to build our church instead of building the kingdom of God. I want to let you know Jesus is not coming back to earth to pick up just the Baptists. And he's not coming back just to pick up your Assemblies of God or your Church of My God. He's coming back for the body that he left in the book of Acts chapter 2. That's full of fire, full of Holy Ghost, and ain't got their mind on all the mess that's going on down here. They got a mission and a mandate by God. Sound, 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 and a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign, and then they saw. They saw what they see, preacher. They saw. They saw cloven tongues like as a fire. Come on, lift your hands. I feel fire falling in the house right now. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, exercise the gift and let it come out right now. Open your mouth. Clear out the corners of your mind. Drive out the doubt and the fear and speak with a language that heaven understands. They saw a sign. They saw that sign. They heard the sound and they saw the fire. Oh God, send some fire that's so evident that the world, I ain't worried about a bunch of folk in the building. I want to know, oh God, is there fire so evident that people outside of the building knows that this is a church on fire? Oh my God. Once they heard the sound, once they had the sign, once they saw the fire, they heard the word send, and you shall be my witnesses. Are you a witness? You only speak what is overflowing in your heart. Are you a witness? When was the last person you won to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if you say you have the Holy Spirit and you are not a witness of Him, then you can dance all over this house, fall out 100 times in somebody's meeting, and you have yet to do what God has called us to do. My friends, the hour is late. It's later than what you think. And if that New Testament church needed the fresh baptism on a daily basis, how much more do we need on a daily basis? Are you hearing me? You're seeing what's going on as sure as I am. You're seeing the world that is caring less about God and getting worse by the day. And the only thing between that world's total control and the message of God stands the church. Trust me, my friends, when the church, the Spirit-filled church, departs this earth in the rapture, nothing will restrain absolute evil and lawlessness. But until that time, we are not to sit on our hands and claim Pentecost and have the same people come in every week and the same people go out when there is more than 5,000 homes being built within a rock's throw of this church. And when I came from Pensacola yesterday, I saw Nebraska, Missouri, Virginia, Arizona. Wonder. I've heard the prophets prophesy that the state of Florida is going to be an epicenter of the next move of God. I wonder, my dear friend, does it bear witness with your spirit that right here in the insignificant little town of Bethlehem, so small, and yet the Christ decides to be born in Pace Assembly, and out of this place flows rivers of living water that touches the nation. I wonder, do we need more of God than we did in the years past right now? I was here on a Sunday night when we ran all of the air out on a Sunday morning and still donned the choir robes And 2,000 plus people would fill this auditorium. And they had one thing in mind. Am I telling right, Sister Bugs back there? Am I telling right, Sister Romy Busby? You saw it. Some of you saw it too. You saw it, cloven tongues of fire. I remember one Sunday night, my God, he's running from my ankles to the back of my head. I remember one Sunday night, I was playing the bass guitar on this platform as the choir was worshiping like they did this morning, and I am so glad that the voices of praise have been resurrected in spite of everybody saying there ain't no need for no choir. I say let the worshipers arise and let the Spirit of God fill the room. You won't believe it, but you had to been there to know what I'm talking about. Around the front of this stage was a set of steps. Then it raised to another level with a set of steps. Then it raised to another level with a set of steps. And then the choir up in the loft in three levels. I was on the second level with my bass guitar, Will, and I was playing in the worship that night, and suddenly the Spirit of the Lord filled the room. It was as red hot as that orange carpet that was in this place. I started playing, and the Spirit of the Lord began to get a hold of me. I turned around and closed my eyes, Chris. I said, I closed my eyes. I wasn't watching. Away with all this nonsense where somebody got to have somebody catch them and figure out how they're going to land. I say, and like they did in the old day, if your head drops and it gets blood on you, you were in the flesh. I got news for you. I was coming off the platform backward with one bass guitar. You remember, Steve, I had my bass guitar in one hand, and I started shouting backwards with my eyes closed. It unplugged from the bass guitar. I shouted all the way down the step, Charlie, and didn't miss a beat. All the way down those six or seven flights and started Holy Ghost dancing around the room. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. He's just as real today as he was when I shouted. Oh, my God, I wish I had a church that knew what shout was all about. Last day. Get up on your feet this morning. I know you can't take no more of this. Come on, lift those hands and begin to worship the Lord. You don't have to wait on somebody else. Come on, upon your sons and your daughters, upon your handmaidens and your servants will I pour out of my Spirit. Come on, church. I know you're waiting on me to say something else, but I think I'm through. The Holy Ghost said it's time for me to talk to somebody. Perhaps you need to get out in the nearest aisle and make your way back to the Lord and cleanse the vessels so that the Holy Ghost can flow through you again. Now's a good time to do it. Altar is open. You'd be shocked to know how many churches don't even open the altar. I said the altar is open.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.